In 1839, a French aristocrat, the Marquis de Custines, traveled throughout the Russian Empire. He was eager to see the strange colossus that stretched across Europe and Asia, covering one-sixth of the world's land. The Marquis was appalled at the backwardness and the tyranny he witnessed. On his return home, he wrote a celebrated book on his journey.
The more I see of Russia, the more I approve of the Tsar forbidding his subjects to travel and hindering foreigners from voyaging to his country. The political regime here could not survive 20 years of free intercourse with Western Europe. One must have lived in this solitude without calm, this prison without respite that is called Russia, in order to be conscious of all the freedom one enjoys in Europe. If your son is discontented in France, follow my advice. Say to him, go to Russia. For whoever has seen Russia will consider himself privileged to live anywhere else on earth.
And yet within a few years of Custine's visit, Russia would bring forth a splendid and vibrant culture, great writers, composers, scientists, and generations of idealists. Out of Russia, too, would come a messianic faith that promised liberation to all mankind, communism. A third of the world would follow Russia into communism. But communism would turn Russia into an even more ghastly prison house. The question persisted: was Russia destined by its history to remain forever a prison?